Monday, September 1st, Labor Day at the Indiana State Fair. We're speaking to you from the Indiana State Fairgrounds, where a great crowd is gathered for this special broadcast of Buck Pump, the voice of the people with Bart Johnson and Wally Butterworth, presented by the makers of Bromo Seltzer. Every week, Buck Pump takes you to places in the news and interviews the people who make the nation's headlines. Today, 150,000 people have poured into the grounds here at the annual fair of the great farmland state of Indiana. Never before has attention been focused on farm life more than today. So here's Buck Pop meeting the true blue American of the famous Hoosier State. And now here's that smiling Texan who was raised on a farm himself, Park Johnson. Come in, Park.
Oh, I'm glad to come in. Glad to be here with these 12 folks from Indiana, too. You know, this big Indiana fair is full of champions, and with me now at the microphone is a man who comes up year after year with gold medals as a champion corn grower. He's Mr. C.E., known as Chet Hoyer of LaFontaine, Indiana. How are you, Champ?
Fine.
They tell me, wait a minute, is it tassels or tossels up here on top of a corn stalk?
Tassels.
Tassel?
Yes. What is down Texas?
Well, down in Georgia, I used to hear them called tossels, corn tossels, don't you know? And I just wondered what you call them up here. You won several times for the 10 best years. How about for yield per acre? Have you got some records on that?
13 gold medals, each in one in a different year,
for yields above 100 bushels per acre.
13 years you've raised above 100 bushels per acre?
Yeah, sounds unlucky, don't it?
Well, maybe this will be the first one here, Mr. Sawyer.
Say, ordinary new corn up here. Well, people want to buy that corn worth, I guess, to see. That's the what we're working.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
But I'm real good at man, though.
Yeah. I guess you're right about that. Ordinary new corn is worth 75, 80 cents a bushel right now, they tell me. How much is your corn worth?
I sell for $7. It's worth more than that, though.
$7 a bushel?
Well, that's being champion is worth out, isn't it?
Well, do you average more than 2 hours or 2 years for a stalk of your champion corn?
Oh, about 1.5.
It won't average 2 years.
No.
Well, it must be a lot of good corn or something.
Well, now tell me, as a corn farmer, what am I talking about?
You do other kinds of farming, too, don't you?
Huh? Yes, I raise some gladiolus and a little fruit and sweet corn, things like that.
Oh, sir. I'll get back to that gladiolus in a minute, but that's where I stick away from there with the corn champ and where it goes and sounds like that. What am I talking about when I say one for the blackbird, one for the crow, one for the earthworm, and one to go? What's that?
Well, that is when the farmer just took any old corn out of the crib, so he didn't have the stock that side that stood where all of it grows.
Now you don't dare plant more in the field, you'll get too sick.
That's the way it is, huh?
Coming back to that number of years of stalks, see, my ears are corn a foot long. You wouldn't expect to get a half a dozen of them on a stalk.
A foot long?
Yeah.
No wonder you don't have more than 1.5. You'd have to have some real stalks to do it.
You're on the sun a good deal, aren't you?
Yep.
Just in case you haven't got enough sun, in case you miss out a little bit on it this winter, we thought we'd better bring you a sun lamp, because after all, we don't want you to suffer for the lack of anything like that.
There it is, and it really works. You want to notice that, Mr.
Tell me, how far apart are your furrows when you, let's say, cultivate corn?
3 feet and 4 inches.
3 feet and 40 inches. All right, now, suppose you get put in a good bill of cultivation behind the plow with a couple of horses, a couple of mules,
see? We don't use them anymore.
All right, but you have used horses, haven't you?
Yeah.
All right, you're using horses now, see?
Yeah.
For this problem. if that furrow was all one long furrow, how long would that furrow be for a day's plowing, would you say?
What I saw in a day?
Yeah.
Can I figure a little?
No, we'll do it again. We don't want you to figure.
Oh, I'd say it'd be 10 miles long.
10 miles long. Well, that'd be about 3 acres or something like that, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
All right, back
it'd
to...
It'd be 20 then.
20, huh?
Yeah.
You will plow that?
I plow 6 acres a day.
I get up early in the morning. I see. They tell me you were a school teacher at one time.
That's right.
And you taught science, too.
That's
now you're putting science on your farm. Well, right quick, figure this out for me. If last year every ear of corn produced in this country had one more grain of corn on it, how much more corn would we have had?
173 billion 400.
Is that much more?
$173,423,627.
Okay, okay. I asked for it and I got it. And to help you weigh some of that thing, we've got you a brand new set of platform scales that are way up your standard, up to 1,000 pounds or more. Glad to have you, Camp. Glad to have you.
How about it, Robbie? You ready?
Ladies and gentlemen, the great popularity of our next guest is due in large part to his close and sympathetic association with agriculture in the state of Indiana since his very early youth. His reward is that today he holds the highest elective office in Missouri State. Ladies and gentlemen, the Honorable Henry F. Zicker, the governor of Indiana. It's a pleasure to have you on Vox Pop, Governor.
Thank you. We're happy to be here.
Governor, is it true that all governors are not stuffed shirts?
I think that's true. I know of one that has never wore a stuffed shirt, only when he had to.
Only when he had to.
Right.
Governor, will you take hands on me, please?
Yes, we're happy to.
By golly, it's true. He is the greatest handshaker in the state.
Yes, sir, we've heard that for years, Governor, and I know now that it's true.
By the way, how does it feel to be the only Democrat in one state?
Or am I being too
personal?
No.
They love you.
Well, anyhow, Governor. You know, I feel a good deal like the football coach that lost all of his teams. But we're getting ready to win the next game.
Yeah. Governor, I understand that you had you took great pleasure in teaching Sunday school to, I think it was over 400 of these lovely 4-H club girls here at the fair yesterday.
Got a lot of boys there, too.
There was about 800
altogether.
About 800. Well, I bet you had a lot of amusement and fun out of it, as well as spiritual guidance for these children.
I'd have been a preacher. I'd have married about 400 of them right there.
Well, now, on that subject, what is the first fruit mentioned in the Bible, Governor?
The fig.
You're right!
Yes, sir. Well, bring in that broken drum. We'll
I stand here singing so you can get some time with that, Governor. Tell us the purpose of the fair, though, really, seriously, for a moment.
Fair was instituted more than 80 years ago to improve agriculture in Indiana, to arouse an interest in the most important business in the world, that of producing food for the human race. It's an educational institution in all of its stages.
And it also is applying right now to the forestry farmers thing in the defense program, isn't it?
That's correct, sir. There isn't a more important part in this great defense program than to raise food for our own people and also those other peoples in the world that needed so badly in this hour.
Yes, indeed. Governor, what is the meaning of the word Hoosier? I came in here yesterday and I've asked 25 people and nobody ever told me.
Hoosier? Well, there are several legends concerning the word, the origin of the word Hoosier. The most acceptable of which goes back to the hospitality of the early settlers of this great state, who made their homes in log cabins, and when the wandering wayfarer would rap at the door at night, the call from the inside would always be, "Who's here?" Consequently, they adopted that and applied it to our people.
Well,
above everything else, we'd like to have it understood that it represents the finest hospitality that is known to the human race.
Governor, you're going to be in office a long while. What is the most famous painting of a fair, Governor?
It's the horse fair.
That's right, by Rosa Bonheur. You're absolutely correct. How do you make a hen set?
A hen set, sir?
I want to get my hen to set. Now, she won't do it. What can I do to make it?
Well, I don't know, except you give her a good talking to.
I think you're right. Governor, they tell me
that you are very, 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 very enthusiastic about white hats.
Vox Pop, as a token of your coming over tonight, has for you the finest white hat that you can possibly buy. Will you bring it out for the governor, please? All done up to celebrate. Now, Governor, can you judge livestock? Have you ever done it?
I've had a little experience.
Hogs, for example.
No, mostly hogs.
Clark, can you come here a minute?
Now, take a look at Park and just assume for a moment. Get down on all fours, Park. Just assume for a moment that he is a hog. Now, I want you to point out some of the things that will either make him a champion or a runt. Don't spare the horses.
Well, from the first look, I'd say just recovering from a case of cholera.
Oh, my goodness.
Does he look underfed, Governor?
He looks a little low on that left shoulder, and I wouldn't give much for any one of his hands.
Anything else, Governor?
Well, his hair is pretty well dressed. He's been polished off in pretty good shape. But I don't believe he'd take any premium at the Indiana State Fair.
Well, now, Governor, there must be one nice point about him, can't you think?
Huh? Well, he's got an honest look on his face.
Well, Governor, thank you very much for the interview. I'm delighted to have had you. All right, sir.
Boy, the governor almost sold that. I hope everybody doesn't believe everything he says, even if he is the governor. Folks, right now, I'm going to ask Lyle Ludwig to give you a message which may save you a lot of unnecessary suffering. All right, Lyle.
Well, friends, haven't you noticed when you're suffering from a headache that you usually feel nervous, irritable, often have upset stomach, too? That's what's known as headache vicious circle. The reason a headache can make you feel so miserable. And it's when you're suffering from such a headache that a preparation is needed which gets after all three of these conditions at the same time. Well, BromoSeltzer has been scientifically designed to do these three important things. Yes, BromoSeltzer actually contains medically recognized properties which first, relieve the pain of the headache itself. Second, help calm jumpy nerves. Third, help settle upset stomach. It's because of BromoSeltzer's three-way action on the head, nerves, and stomach, that you get such speedy relief. Feel better so quickly. Of course, if you're troubled with a persistent or recurring headache, you should see your doctor. But for an occasional splitting headache, take BromoSeltzer and fight those headache miseries three ways at the same time. And now, O.K. Park, on with the Indiana State Fair.
Yes, sir. And folks, on Friday, a 14-year-old 4-H farm boy walked away with the grand champion in the 4-H Calf Club competition. That fine young man is Jimmy Haller of Tippecanoe County, Indiana. Hi, champ.
Hello, everyone.
That's spoken like a true champ. So, Jimmy, does the cat call when she found the sheep?
Well, when she's dreaming, she does.
Yeah. All right, I just want to know. I've often wanted. Jimmy, that's champ of yours. How old is he?
Well, he's going on 19 months old right now.
We'll call him a calf at 19 months, huh?
Oh, yes.
Well, what does he weigh?
Well, I'd say right now he weighs approximately 950.
Pretty close to 1,000 pounds. Well, what's his name?
I'd call it nicknamed him Short Stuff.
Short Stuff? Well, where'd you get that name, didn't it?
Well, he was below at the ground. I started calling him Shorty. Short, and then added Stuff on to make it simple.
Stuff. Pretty good. Short Stuff. Well, he's a pretty good champ. I saw him over there this afternoon. Somebody pointed him out. He looked all right. Well, evidently just been grooming, hasn't he? Possibly.
Oh, he's got the best of care now since he's champion.
So, didn't I hear just before he came on the air that he had won also the grand champion as in the open competition?
Yes.
That means against all Angus Steers?
All Steers. Inclusive Hurstors.
Anything.
Shorthorns.
Well, young man, you ought to be congratulated. Here's a real champ with us tonight. Is he much trouble to roll?
Well,
is he with him?
No. Huh? Let me ask.
I don't know. Got a thing as valuable as that?
Well, he had about 100 head of hogs during the betting all the time. There's about a pound to keep the betting on him properly.
Yeah.
It wasn't done as good as if I was merely trying to be champion.
Did you brush his hair every day?
As much as possible.
You didn't brush his teeth, Jimmy.
Oh, no.
Well, you don't look at that in judgment, huh? That's a bit of a horse.
No.
Well, we'll pass that. Now, tell me, you know your steer pretty well. You know his voice. Would you know it among other steers over here?
Oh, yeah.
You think you would, huh? Well, now, I want you to illustrate to me how Short Stuff sounds when he's hungry. All right, back up and illustrate how he sounds when he's hungry. Right about there. All right, now he's hungry, huh? All right, how about when he's mad? That's when he's mad, huh? How about when the poor thing's lonesome? You haven't been around for a long time. How's it sound?
Yeah.
I think that's all right. Well, for the top champ and all like that, I think you ought to have a little something to feel cocky about. Bring out that old dilapidated top hat and put it on Jimmy. There you are. Jimmy, where do you plan to go to school?
Where do you
want to go to school? What are you going to study?
Well, I want to go to some medical school.
Oh, you want to be a doctor?
Did
you get a lot of experience doctoring short stuff?
Well, something around the judging. We had a little trouble with each horse.
You really need
exercise.
You want to be a doctor? Well, I think you'd be a champion doctor, too. Now, tell me, Jimmy, what word or sound would you use to call each of the following? A horse. How would you call it?
Whistle,
yeah. How? How about a pig?
Pig, pig, pig.
How about a cow? Not short stuff, but a cow.
Cows.
Now watch this one, Jimmy. How would you call a pretty girl?
Come here, sweetie.
All right, for a champion, and I understood that you took short stuff when you had a wart on him and he was the last one to be selected, and you really did a good job on him. We know that you also have Guernseys for milk cows. So, we have for you a registered purebred Guernsey care with a paper. Wait a minute, folks. I want to say that her papers show that her name is Normandy Vox Pop. She's registered, and she's from the famous Normandy farms at New Augusta, Indiana, owned by Mr. and Mrs. H.G. Clement. Isn't she a beautiful cat?
Well, thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Ed. What'd you say, Nate? What do you think of her?
Yes,
think you can make a champ out of her? Okay, Jimmy, thank you very much. You've been a swell fellow. All right, Wally, how about it? Now, before Wally comes on, though, let's hear what the Hoosier Haymakers do with You Are My Sunshine. How about it, boys?
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when summer's gray. You never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
I'll always love you and make you happy. If you were lonely, do the same. But if you leave me to love another, you'll regret it all someday.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when summer's gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's one of the most brilliant 4-H Club girls attending the Indiana State Fair. She's from Carroll County, Indiana, a senior in high school, and tell us your name, please.
I'm Margaret Hedges.
And what are you specializing in 4-H work?
Well, would you like to know all of them?
Well, certainly. Go right ahead.
Baking, food preparation, canning, clothing, dairy, and lamb.
How many years?
7 years.
Gee, that's fine. Well, you're a senior in high school, is that right? My goodness me. You live on a farm?
That's right.
How big?
113 acres.
And you milk a cow?
Well, I can if I have to.
Well, you mean you have done?
Yes, I have.
Uh-huh. Can you plow?
Yes.
Good. Cooking. Uh-huh. What is the difference between ragu and goulash?
I believe goulash is Hungarian soup. It's rather thick. And
ragu?
Ragu is it's a term applying to cookery. I believe it's highly seasoned.
That's food. Fine. Absolutely. Yes, sir. Bring out that lovely walnut flooring table, will you, for this lady, Miss Hedrick? There you are. Now, let's get right on going here. If I have... I'm going to find out if you really can cook. If I have the following ingredients, what am I making? I have almonds, sugar, extract, coconut, egg whites, coloring, and what am I making?
Sounds like macaroons to me. Or maybe almond kisses?
Absolutely, yes, sir. Bring out 10 hot water bottles, will you, from Miss Henry, please?
I tell you, the world, you're a pretty good cook.
I'm Miss Hedrick. Miss Hedrick, speaking of kisses and things, and please don't think me familiar when I say this. The lovely complexion on your face, for which women pay thousands and don't get, do you attribute that to the farm?
Well, of course.
Has it always been that way?
It's always been that way.
I'll bet. If I made you a wager of a dollar for every filling in your tooth, how much money would I lose?
About $7.
I would?
Right.
That's amazing. Not on the front, certainly.
No, they're in the back.
Really? Well, what do you plan to do after school?
You mean after high school?
Yeah.
I'd like to go to college.
And then what?
Well, I'd either like to work on a farm. I mean, have a farm of my own. Or I'd like to get in a state 4-H club office.
I see. Well, I don't know whether how much chance you're going to have. I see several of these girls around here got little sparklers on the left finger right now. And 4 or 5 more years, I think you're a goner. I have another recipe for you. And look out for this one. It's a tough one. I have walnuts, pecans, banana, maraschino, ice cream, strawberries, pineapple, chocolate sauce, and marshmallow whip. What am I making? That you've had plenty of them.
Sounds like Sundays to me.
Well, it's a little, come on, it's a little higher grade than a Sunday. That's just a miniature Sunday. I mean, it's a big Sunday. There's bananas in it. Does that help you?
Banana slips?
Why, of course. One more question. Would you marry a farmer?
If he was the right man.
Well, how do you mean by that?
Well, it depends entirely on the person, not his occupation.
Well, do you think you'd have to go as far looking amongst farmers as, for example, city slickers?
Oh, no.
I'll guarantee you you're absolutely right. Well, I have a lovely prize for you. You told me you liked love that cat just before you came up here. I have for you a pure, thoroughbred little collie puppy with a leash and everything else, and his registration will be given as soon as you take him home. You do? He's going to be a fine dog someday, isn't he? Thank you very much for the interview, Miss Evans. Fine, Brock.
See, Wally, she was swell.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, the other day we received a truly remarkable letter from Mrs. Kate Bradley of New York City. I wonder if you wouldn't like to read it to the radio audience, Wally.
I'd be glad to, Brock. And here's what Mrs. Bradley says. 30 years ago, my mother advised me to take bromo-seltzer whenever I was suffering from a headache. She had used it for years with wonderful results. Today, my daughter is married, and bromo-seltzer is just as much a part of her household as it always has been in ours. That means our family has used bromo-seltzer for 3 generations, and we can honestly say it's been a true friend in helping us to get rid of headaches.
And millions know that every word Mrs. Bradley wrote is true. Many families have written to us that they have used bromo-seltzer for 3 entire generations. So next time your head is throbbing with pain and your nerves have gone haywire and your stomach feels upset, take bromo-seltzer according to directions on the label. See what a difference it makes when you fight headaches, miseries, 3 ways at the same time. Okay, Park?
Yes, sir, Lyle. Now, folks, we've been interviewing champions and governors and one thing and another. Got a man here I don't think is champion of anything. I don't think he ever took a prize any more than I did with
That's right, Park.
Is that right?
That's right.
Tell me your name.
My name's Henry Wood.
And what do you do for a living, Henry?
Well, you know, Parks, I get around and find interesting farmers and tell folks about what they do.
In other words, you're a farm editor, is that right?
That's right.
Writing farm magazines and all like that? Well, Henry, if you write for farms and write about farms, you ought to know a lot of stuff. I'm just going to try you out on a little old-time lock spot stuff. First of all, though, tell me, what's a good team of horses worth up here in Indiana?
Oh, I'd say $500 if they were a good work team. A registered team might be worth
more. Yeah. Did you ever plow mules?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Down in Kentucky.
Did you talk to them?
Oh, a lot of times. A lot of times I said things that I couldn't say over the
Well, I just wondered. Henry, what would you say is the most unpopular hog? Now, I've seen all the popular hogs out here, but what's the most unpopular hog in the country today, would you say?
Oh, the road hog.
I can't slip a thing over on these wise editors like that. The road hog is right. Well, speaking of hogs, do you ever see a great big fat one, say one that weighs about 400 or 500 pounds with a lot of meat under his skin? Do you ever see him try to swim a river? You think he could?
Oh, he might. You know, a hog's a wonderful mortgage listing. It looks like he always knows.
Well, they know how to swim, that's true. But
they've got a lot of farmers out in the middle of the river.
You bet you have. A lot of Indiana farmers and others, too.
That's right.
Don't they sort of slice the under the chins a little bit with their hooves when they...
I've heard there is danger of them cutting their throats.
Well, Henry, at this point, I think you deserve... While one of our boys was out around the neighborhood, it's Monday, you know, and he pulled somebody's wash line and he failed to remove the clothes. Will you bring it out and let's see what we... Oh, boy. Underwear, socks, dresses, towels. Well, Henry, if you get in trouble on that, will you let me know and I'll see if I can get you out.
That's a nice...
You've eaten a lot of eggs, huh?
Oh, yes, yes, eggs, lots of them.
Right quick, what percentage of an egg is a yolk?
Oh, we're going to say 50%.
50? Well, 43 to 46.
46, okay. Something like okay. that.
Henry, does a rooster crow close his eyes when he's crowing?
Oh, I never get up that early.
Well, don't you know? Well, tell me
this thing if you don't know about his closing his eyes.
Does he flap his wings before, during, and after?
I believe I'm going to say before.
Well, don't you think it sort of depends on the individuality of the rooster?
It could be.
Could be, huh? You got a cow?
Oh, not now.
Well, we're going to give you something that...
My wife don't know how to milk. I mean, she doesn't like
the milk. She doesn't like the milk?
That's it.
Well, Henry, right now, in appreciation of your coming up here, a five-piece breakfast set, including four chairs and a white porcelain top table, which we hope you will use and enjoy.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
How about it, Wally? How about you? Man. Typically representative of Indiana farm women is our next guest. You know, any successful farm just must have a good cook. And above all, a good cake baker. We present the champion of the state of Indiana, Mrs. Walter Hoffman of Bridgeport, Indiana.
Uh-huh.
So good to have you, Mrs. Hoffman. Mrs. Hoffman, I don't think you can bake as good a cake as my mother.
Well, I don't know if you'll have to go some. I had eight cakes out here and got seven ribbons.
That's not darn bad. I don't think there was any chance of ribbons. We ate them up too fast there. How long have you been, how large is your farm?
We have about 240 acres.
And what do you raise?
Oh, hogs and cows and chickens.
What time does your farm start functioning in the morning, might I ask?
Well, my husband starts about 5 o'clock, but I don't get up that early.
I'd meet him coming home a lot. I know that. What time do you get up?
Oh, no, I'm not going to tell you that.
You won't, huh? All right. Mrs. Hoffman, if I couldn't get these things at the store, I'd take the nearest to them. If I couldn't get rutabagas, what would I take?
Sounds like turps to me.
So if I couldn't get leek, what would I take?
Oh, lettuce?
No leek. Have a nice, strong odor.
Onions!
Why, sure. Bring out that electric food mixer, will you, please, for Mrs. Hoffman?
Oh, my goodness. And I don't have one, either.
Who was Indiana's most famous school teacher, Mrs. Hoffman? You remember?
Who's your schoolmaster?
By James Whitcomb Riley. And he also wrote a poem called Out to Old Aunt Mary's, and I'll bet he was thinking about your cakes and pies when he did it. Bring out that lovely cedar chest, will you, with the mahogany cover there for Mrs. Hoffman. What goes on here? What is this?
Mr. Butterworth, since you've presented me such a lovely gift, I want to present you one of my prize cakes.
Doggone, hold me down.
Take that thing, man.
Now, one more thing, Mrs. Hoffman. Do you know what barnyard golf is?
Must be horseshoes.
That's right. What is a barnyard highball? You got to drink it now.
I'll see. What you call that, eggnog? Milk and eggs?
Absolutely. Bring out those 24 lovely ice cream cones, and I mean they're real ones, in frozen ice for Mrs. Hoffman. Yes, sir. You can help the girl. Thank you very much, Mrs. Hoffman, and will you come on in, Park?
Friends, it has been definitely proved that most headaches not only affect the head, but the nerves and the stomach as well. This being the case, isn't it just good common sense to take a preparation which works on the head, the nerves, and the stomach? Bromo Seltzer has been scientifically designed to bring prompt relief from headaches by working these three ways. It not only relieves the pain of the headache itself, but actually helps calm nerves and settle upset stomach, too. So successful has Bromo Seltzer been in bringing prompt relief from headaches that over 100 million bottles have been sold in the last 10 years alone. So next time you're suffering from a headache, take Bromo Seltzer. Compare its action with any preparation you've ever used. See what a difference it makes when you fight headache miseries three ways at the same time.
Next week, Vox Pop visits another citadel of the nation's defense works, the U.S. Navy submarine base at New London, Connecticut. We'll hear all about submarines and submarine navigation from the officers and men who visit Davy Jones' locker in the underwater craft of our United States Navy.
Don't miss this exciting Vox Pop broadcast next Monday night. Same time, same station. Lyle Ludwig speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.